Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Corn planting weather has been favorable in the Midwest. This is a double-edged sword because while it's great for farmers, it leaves no room for a weather-related rally in the corn futures. Scott Shellady has more.
Corn's seen a nice steep decline, or not a nice steep, a steep decline over the last few months. And if we're going to see anything help corn out, maybe it could be Mother Nature. But right now, planting's going pretty well, and Mother Nature's complying. So we can't really have all of our chips in that basket right now because things are going so far to plan. That doesn't mean they can't, but right now that's just the way it is. Part of that big decline is we've got ethanol. We've seen things get hurt over there, and we use a lot of corn for ethanol.
That July corn market did end up rebounding off the lows, up a penny and a half to 317. Chicago July wheat futures closed up a penny and a quarter to 520 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein not moving much yesterday, still ranging from $6 to $6.08. Dark Northern spring wheat prices up a couple, ranging from $6.18 and a quarter to $6.70 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down $1.60 on the June board to $86.47.5. Feeder cattle for August down 72.5 cents to 128.25. Class 3 milk yesterday on the July board going the right direction again, up another 69 cents to $13.63. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.